What a pleasure to jump after this sensational music and welcome your company, and also to talk a little bit about BBS. I somewhat had this in my mind, in my heart, but not much in my words. Well, today I have an ample opportunity because I'm here making my show around my own thoughts, and perhaps if Julian Lambert, my friend, assistant, and great, one of the greatest musicians of our society and our world today, if he will be in the mood to jump in with his ideas, that would be wonderful. But in case if not, I will be with you for the next 45 to 50 minutes. And now a little bit about BBS. I got myself in the thought that I was on BBS almost 2 years. And when you look back, sometimes it's a great pleasure, sometimes you feel it's a stagnation. And in this particular case, I don't have any difficulties to decide that this was just a fabulous time for me. It was a new page in my life, hopefully some news for my listeners. And I just need to tell you that it is very rare today. In fact, it's becoming even more seldom when you have a human connection, when you do not need to travel across the world and yet have this opportunity to speak not only to human voice, but voices. And we all know that these brothers are just making our voices so much happier, that they are doing more than just their job. They are sharing their enthusiasm, their hearts, they're keeping up with the technology, they're overcoming their difficulties, and they always welcome our calls. And sometimes it's not a great joy to deal with all of us because we have our own issues, but it's always somehow has its own positive crescendo and has its own wonderful result. And I certainly enjoyed mine for these 2 years. I wanted to thank you, Doug and Don, your staff, and that fabulous place in the world, which is BBS Internet Radio. On this note, I'm going to jump to a few of my thoughts today. And in fact, I'm going to be a bit imposing because I like to involve my native language, which is Russian. And the reason I like to do this is because I just wanted to share a few thoughts which has to do with a different mentality, different cultural roots, with some challenges which we are not aware of when we're coming to a new society. Some people just still feel strangers. In fact, I have to perhaps throw a few dissonant stones here and say that even though United States of America is welcoming this comport of different nationalities and different cultures, and obviously it's a well-known historic route for so many who come here with a dream, hopes, and it is really no surprise that people feel and hope to find a second home. But not everyone does, especially in the last, last decade, because life became that much more technical, that much more, I call, chemical, with the internet, as we endlessly discussed, we have some advantages, some disadvantages. And I wanted to actually talk about conforming ourselves into the society, which is not quite human for some. It depends what you do. It depends what kind of problems you have, what tragedies you went or perhaps going through. And I would say that for the last particularly 7 to 8 years, most of us experienced somewhat unpleasant novelties. Usually novelty is something promising, entertaining, we're looking forward to it. But when it's around the dark corner and it hits you very, very hard, then this novelty becoming a very sharp experience and sometimes disarming us in a very bad way. And I'm not afraid to speak about this in those terms because it's life and because I'm always trying to go through this hypocrisy where most of people have to present themselves extremely successful, to have this brave smile, wonderful on the surface attitude. And it is very admirable. It's very noble. The problem is that when it's becoming really a hypocrisy and the people becoming separating from themselves, so just don't have time or desire to think and to feel about themselves, then it becomes a very tragic situation. And I would say that, unfortunately, the media and this mass production, public relations, just don't have any desire to talk about genuine human issues. Well, I am certainly coming back to my philosophical thoughts, as everyone can say, and I do not want to really dwell on this without shifting into something which perhaps on the surface would not belong to this conversation, but maybe it will be. I like to bring my native language into this discussion with the help of one of the greatest romantic composer, Robert Schumann. So where did I find these connections between my native language, Russian, this presence in this discussion of Robert Schumann, and what I expressed before? I will try to make this connection. And if some of your listeners will be strongly disagree with me, it's even better, because that makes some kind of argument. It makes someone, if not think, but at least to participate. Robert Schumann, the reason I brought him up into this discussion is because he was not only a composer, not only a great interpreter, he was a pianist, but he also was a great thinker and a pedagogue. He went through tremendously traumatic experience because he decided to fix his problem with the hand, should be more precise, with his finger, in a very wrong, anti-physiological way. When he had some hand injury and he couldn't play piano and it hits his fourth finger. And for someone who plays piano understands that fourth finger, undeservedly so called a weak finger, would understand that if you try to exercise and to force this finger, you might get into the trouble. So he did. And through this pain and through this frustration and tragic realization, perhaps he came to some very clear rational association and rational conclusions. What would be wonderful for the work, for discipline, and how one can follow some set of rules and set of, I would say, almost regulations. I would not be afraid of this word because everything which he expressed nourished with the wisdom. So how all of this will help people around him? It just happened that not only it helped people around him, but it's a fantastic, wonderful recommendation and thoughts and foundation for musicians of our times. And a lovely, very unique book, which I have right now in my hand, called Life Rules for Musician. And I'm going to pronounce this in Russian because it happened to be that this book was printed in Russian. In fact, I couldn't even find this in German. Schumann was obviously originally writing this in German. So in Russian, it sounds, of course, to all of you quite bizarre, but I will pronounce this so at least you will hear it, as Judge Judy would say, using your listening ears. So I hope that you will do just that, and therefore I will say that it sounds like this: жизненные правила для музыкантов, which means life rules for the musicians. I like to have a little bit piece of music now, and I think that would be very refreshing. Before I will jump into the book and talk about a few ideas, which are short, lacconic, and so expressive and so beautifully wise. But before that, we will step forward and listen to the music, which is indeed being composed way after Robert Schumann, who was in the 19th century. So we're coming back to our 21st century, and we will all undoubtedly enjoy another composition of Julian Lambert, who indeed in the process of composing his album, I should correct myself and say recording his album, because compositions already been completed. And I believe that what we're going to hear, one of the episodes of this wonderful musical anthology which he put in his album. And once he is ready, which he hopefully will be in a few seconds, we will be enjoying his music and after which connections between one of the greatest romantic which was living a few centuries ago, the connection to our very modern times with my wild ideas. Where did I find connection? Well, Schumann did help. And here's the piece by Julian Lambert, which I think he's searching about. I think he knows now where he is. And what's the name of the piece, if I can say? The piece's name is Phonochrome. And here we are listening to Julian Lambert. I'm back with much, much richer background. We had a little bit of a technical problem here where my listeners were subjecting to only my words, my voice, and no music. We're going to catch up with this during the course of the program. And I have to confess that the engineering part
which is taking place here, sometimes gives us surprises. And we're learning from those surprises. But the most important thing, that creativity, expression, sharing is the most important. And technical aspect of it comes, sometimes has a little hidden corners here and there, but the mostly important, what you're saying, and sometimes how you're saying it, becoming a bit of an issue. I hope that we overcame this, and I did talk about this composer, Robert Schumann, in a different phase of life, connecting to our reality, talked about our human challenges, hypocrisy, some wisdom, and I wanted to actually involve my native language, which I'm going to do, saying, however, a few wonderful things about this great thinker, Robert Schumann, who was one of the greatest romantic composers of 19th century. I believe that today we need romanticism even more because we are so stiff in time and we just don't have enough space and momentum for just spontaneity. So I think that Schumann's ideas and his thoughts will give us a bit of an injection of this, and I promise to share some of his thoughts. And that's where we ran into some technical issues. And I'm picking up from giving you an opportunity to listen to music which I did listen to, but you did not. And that was a phonochrome, if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Julian, am I? Yes, he said I did. So we're going to listen to the phonochrome music, which has its own intensity, its own language, its own message, which I'd like for you to experience. Julian, are we ready for the phonochrome? We are. So let's speak out with the phonochrome. This is highly environmental message. I found a lot of very unsettling, disturbing, and somewhat scary moments. And I connect this, one of the reasons I wanted you to listen to this music is because prior to this, I was talking about hypocrisy, where media and public communication became not even that much shallow, but very narrow, one-channeled, where we are very much oriented in business performance, which is critically important. But we came to the point when we are totally neglecting our breathing, our emotional connections. We're afraid of it. We think it's a dust. We think that this is something which doesn't bake money very fast. And we think that if we're really troubled, we need to go to the specialist. We're looking for medical solutions where there are some human ones. I talked about Robert Schumann, and I brought him up because indeed he went through his own tragedy. I mentioned he was an injured musician. And his life actually was rotating not only around music, but around people teaching. And he had a wonderful marriage with a person who was very close to his spirit. And he was diligent enough, patient enough, and caring enough to write the book. I mentioned that I will be that imposing, that I will write, I will read his writing in my language, my Russian native language first, and then I will obviously translate this. Now, why I'm doing such a silly thing? I'm doing this because I believe that one of the source of connection is the curiosity. Is a curiosity even to the way another language might sound. Curiosity towards intonation, because the same language with a different pronunciation, emotions and expressions and purposes will sound different. So I decided to impose on all of you, with the exception of some of my Russian listeners. Sometimes, in fact, I have surprising letters across the ocean about the program. And I'm glad that these people can relate to what I'm going to read so easy and immediately without translation. Most of my programs, they would have to translate and then it will make sense to them or will not. But this time I wanted to do this not to make it easier for them, but to make this connection. I like to share the sound of my language with all of you. So one of the thoughts will come from the book which I mentioned, which called Life Rules for Musicians. But you will discover before too long that these rules are very human and can relate to our modern society. So let me bring a few thoughts. One is sound like this. Когда ты играешь, не бойся о том, кто тебя слушает. I made a mistake, if you can imagine. Cannot read my own language. I made a logical mistake. I will repeat this again, and then I will translate. Когда ты играешь, не беспокойся о том, кто тебя слушает. Well, the translation of this is following. When you are performing, do not worry about the people who are listening to you. The mistake which I made was an interesting one, because I read first, when you're playing, don't be afraid of people who listen to you. And I said that this is a logical mistake because there is no surprises. So many performers getting so nervous. They're so much full of fear to go on the stage and perform and be themselves. And it's, of course, easier to wish and so much more difficult to realize, because we feel the stage is the most important competition with ourselves. Our ego is thriving. Our ego is trying to kill us. And the success always is mistakenly taken for failure. Now, how it's come that success can be mistakenly taken for failure? It's even though complex issue, but to put it in a more transparent way, I would say that for some people, success is a failure. For another one, this failure will be a success. The most important is to have this joy to connect to yourself and not to be in this hypocrisy which allows us, doesn't let us. It allows us to think what we need to do, how we go about this. And if, God forbid, we started to feel something, that means that this is not enough of ourselves, when indeed this is the most important thing, is to feel. The other thought is, it says, играй всегда так, как если бы себя слушал мастер. Funny thing is, I made again a mistake, because my thoughts being divided between two languages, by reading in Russian, I simultaneously started to translate it in English. But basically, the idea is totally opposite to the first one. Because the first one, if you remember, expressed the thought that you should not be concerned about who is listening to you. In other words, be yourself. Treasure this moment, being on stage. That's already a tremendous accomplishment. Now, this thought is absolutely opposite. It says, play every time as if you know that professional ears are listening to you, which means that it is not that you need to be nervous and feel that you sit in an electrical chair. No, it means that you will be appreciated. It means that no matter how often do you play, no matter what you're expressing, count on the people who will appreciate this and who are going to judge you professionally with respect and for who you are. This is something which I like to make a connection to our modern time. I'd like to talk a little bit about social media and public relations success. Sounds so boring, so dry, so polished, and yet probably totally of a minimum human base. However, I like to talk about this and see where Schumann is coming to revive this position which I expressed, and to talk a little bit about dilemma, where we are in an ocean of tremendous digital revolution, and at the same time, we love to be human, and we want to survive, and we want to bring ourselves to the point where we are ourselves, which doesn't happen too often in our times, our days, yet. Yet we need to feel this to remain human. We're going to listen on this note, extraordinarily human, wonderful piece of music by Julian Lampert. And I don't know what the name of that music is. It's an impromptu of some kind. We're coming back to lovely, warm piano sound with exotic, palatable harmony and a most glorious glass of wine, which I'm sharing with you, and hope that you will join me in the distance, but in a wonderful, most powerful spirit. Julian, are we ready for that, as David Dubal would say, delicious piece of music? Not the music which I was expecting for us to listen to. However, it brought somewhat unexpected dimension to our new dimension to our conversation. We're going to listen to music which I did expect with this beautiful harmonies. I gave a description, and then we had this very classically written fugue, I believe, Julian, is that a fugue? Am I correct? Yes. And that is certainly not something which I had in mind. However, let's talk about the contrast, because in fact, it did represent motoric and the speed and the energy of pulse of our life today. And when I mentioned about the social media and all ideas of public relations success and highly speedy delivery internet messages, that music is truly represents just that. But now I still like to make that connection with the previous ideas, which are more oriented towards our thoughts, connections between abstract and concrete, some of my most favorite subjects. And I like to drown on those delicious harmonies I mentioned, one of the expressions which great musicologist David Dubal will use. And on this note, Julian, I hope you are going to be with the correct music, which is sound, which is named what? What's the name of it? It's Mini Blues. And we are going to sail, and I hope that your the glass of wine which I was sharing with you is still filled, because that will be finally very appropriate moment for that. Phenomenal journey we had from very first piece of absolutely non-stoppable rhythmic movement to this incredibly sensuous and, hate to use word, relaxing, because you're participating, you're following. And that music is such a fantastically friendly gesture to our soul, to our desire to be with something which we love to be with, or maybe love to be with someone. Being with various thoughts today, I am sure I confused you, and that was the purpose. We certainly had our travel in a century, in a language, in a sound, and definitely, definitely musical ideas. And I hope that that theme I will continue through our programs, having, of course, my guests, but have this refreshments, which hopefully will make you tune with your own thinking, your most powerful criticism, but the mostly important, with your human energy. On this note, I will make a little conclusion and another musical thought, which will somewhat be a logical graduation of this program, Lena Live, with a company of BBS Radio, with my warm thanks, thoughts, ideas for the future of BBS. And our own future, with certainly as much as possible dreams, and if it is sadness, it will be connected to courage and wisdom. That was Lena Live. Until next time, be well. And with this music, you have no choice but do just that.